CEB, an affiliate of UCSU, is proud to present Dr. Hunter Thompson.
That's not enough. Yeah, I apologize for being late. Are there any questions going? You did, those are bad.
We're very sorry for being late tonight. The plane was a little bit late.
Yeah. We're not in jail. Really, what the hell are they for? Who controls those things?
Turn those off.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, they're no good. All right.
Oh. Okay.
Well, you were apologizing for being late?
Yeah, we were apologizing for being late tonight.
Some Nazi held us up at the gate down here. We had no permit to park. And we're on the list?
Oh, yeah, we're on the list.
But we weren't there, though.
No.
We've been out there for 45 minutes. I'm sorry. Held up by some local Nazi. You're supposed to get this thing going.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I don't get an answer. Well, let's find out what kind of question we should deal with. Yeah. I'll get an answer for that.
We have some mics back there, and does anybody, you know, we want some suggestions. Well, does anybody have a suggestion for a question? No. Yeah. If you want to ask a question, approach the mic. And there must be someone out there that has a question.
No, we're going to try to determine the nature and the meaning of the crowd, as it were.
And, hey, hold on. Hello, is this on?
We're off on the wrong subject. It would take us a long time to get back to the right subject. Is there any dominant curiosity here that we can deal with? You, yes.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you what is reality, man, okay? What I want to know is, do you think
my favorite question.
Do you think that the authorities on Earth, be they what they are, have been contacted by extraterrestrials, intelligent creatures from another planet? I really want to ask you this, man.
Which authorities? Who?
Whichever ones are in charge, you know, it depends on where you are.
Yeah, probably so.
Thank you.
Why not? Okay, is that the subject we have to deal with tonight?
Yes, the young lady in the coat. No, she's a sound.
Is there anyone here who can, yes.
You.
For the crowd, as it were. Yeah.
Is this one on, too? Oh. Have you ever, since Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, do you think you've ever found the American dream, that, you know, that discotheque you were looking for?
I found it right there. That's what I was, that's the great American novel.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you know, Hunter, one of the questions that we came up with is like when you're writing about American Dream and Fear and Loathing, and we weren't really quite sure what you were talking about, really.
Well, what puzzled you? What bothered you about it?
Well, the whole idea of American Dream is there really something out there to be looking for? Or is there, you know, as college students here, you know, that's what kind of things, you know, we're all looking for, you know, to find out. You know, that's, you know, why we're all here, right, guys? All right. Pretty
well,
much.
It's like the golden streets of heaven, or the U.S. Marines that patrol them, or guard them. I've always wanted to ask a Jesuit why, if heaven was as fine and organized a place as it was supposed to be, they would need a bunch of goddamn Marines to guard the streets. You don't even need that in the South Bronx. Excuse me, that's a digression. Yeah, we've been taught, whole generations of people in this country, we've been taught that the American dream is the sort of guiding ethic. Free enterprise, democracy, honesty, truth, beauty, things like that. And if the myth exists, then yeah, it's like rainbows. It's a worthwhile thing to chase. You know, there are worse ways to spend your life than chasing the American dream. But once you've found it, like I did in Vegas, at what was called the Old Psychiatrist Club. Then it is kind of puzzling, you know. You feel kind of naked and alone out there, because once you found the dream and found there's just a slab of burned out concrete in Las Vegas called the Old Psychiatrist Club, then, you know, it's kind of hard to go on from there in the same, you don't have the same dedication to journalism. I flew out here from Chicago, actually I came from New York, but on the Chicago leg, Tex Colson, I'm sure he's probably here tonight. It didn't occur to me to ask him if he was coming out here for my speech.
He's probably here.
But Tex Colson, my old friend from the White House, who is now, apparently, for the first time, I listened to him for 2 hours, and I think he probably is serious about Jesus. But it was strange sitting next to a guy. I noticed he was wearing a sort of a yellow French cuff shirt, and he had his presidential cufflinks on. And I was going to ask him, right at the end, as I got off the plane, I was going to tap him on the shoulder and say, those are nice cufflinks. I don't have any myself. But the last time I saw the ones you're wearing, you bastard, you were pointing at me saying they're going to put me in jail for the duration, which is true. The last time Colson spoke to me was to threaten to put me in jail for just being a degenerate, you know, just a bad person. The record should show that since then Colson's been in jail and I haven't. And I don't need Jesus yet. I might. We can keep Jesus in reserve. Did we answer that question? No, we didn't. Yeah, we did. Yeah. Or did we?
It.